blessing of the Sabbath candles. We call to the Bema for the blessing of the candles. Paula Aronson, sister of our Bat Mitzvah tomorrow.
Thank you.
49. Gather in thy house, O God, now that the shadows of evening fall. We open our hearts to the sweet and comforting influences of the day hallowed for thy worship. We thank thee for all thy blessings, for the dispensations of thy providence, and for the tokens of thy goodness toward us. Every day we receive of the fullness of thy bounty. By thy protection we have passed safely through the dangers that beset our path. When we are tried by sorrow and days of anguish are allotted to us, it is not that thou hast forsaken us. Thine eye is ever upon us, and thine arm still guides us. In thine own time, O God, we shall say with the ancient seer, I thank thee that thou hast tried me. For now that thy visitation is past, thou comfortest me, and I draw waters of joy from the wells of salvation. We pray for all people who at this hour are in tribulation, in sickness, in want, in danger of body or soul. We name in our hearts those who are near to us, and in whose afflictions we are afflicted. Let them see thy help, and grant them a blessed release from their trials. O Lord, be merciful to us in our failings and trespasses, and when we have gone astray, help us to find our way back to thee. Grant us vision and courage, that uninjured and unafraid, we may pursue the paths of truth and duty. Enlighten our minds that we put to the highest use every gift of thy hand, that we cherish a good conscience above worldly gain, and a healthy soul above sensual gratification. We need thy help, O Father, in our endeavor to fulfill the deeper longings of our hearts. Be with us as thou wast with our fathers, and help us so to live that in work or rest, in company or solitude, we may testify to our faith in thee and thy law. We rise for the call to worship tomorrow. Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Praise be the Lord, to whom all praise is due, forever and ever. Oh. Thou art our God and Father, the source whence life and all its blessings flow. Wherever we turn our gaze, we behold signs of thy goodness and grace. The fullness of thy power is disclosed to us in thy gracious dealings with Israel, in thy constant shaping of human destiny, and the marvelous works of thy creation. The whole universe proclaims thy glory. Thy loving spirit hovers over all thy works, guiding and sustaining them. The harmony and grandeur of nature speak to us of thee, our God, of thine infinite might and majesty, as we rise to proclaim the watchword of our people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Praise be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever.
Thank you. this day shall be upon thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon thy gates, that ye may remember all my commandments, and be holy unto your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all my heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that ye go not about after your own heart and your own eye. His works and wonders surpass our understanding. His gifts and blessings are without number.
Oh,
children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down each night to sleep, and to awaken each morning to renewed life and strength. Spread over us the tabernacle of thy peace. Help us to order our lives by thy counsel, and lead us in the paths of righteousness. Be thou a shield of ours, protecting us from pain and war, from the pestilence and sorrow. Gird thou also within us the inclination to do evil, and shelter us beneath the shadow of thy wings. Guard our going out and our coming in, unto life and peace, from this time forth and forevermore. Praise be thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the ruler of heaven and earth. Holy God, beyond compare, giveth rest to his people on his holy Sabbath day. To him our thanks are due. He is the Lord of peace, who halloweth the Sabbath and blesseth. inner life, and renew in us the sense of thy holy presence. Open our eyes that we behold truth and beauty in the words of the inspired teachers of thy will. Animate our thoughts and endeavors with the power of thy divine purpose, so that whatever our hand findeth to do, we may do with all our might. Fill our hearts with Sabbath peace and serenity. We may hear the voice of thy Spirit and be moved to build our lives on the abiding foundations of thy law. Our God and God of our fathers, grant that our worship on this Sabbath be acceptable to thee. Sanctify us to thy commandments, and may we share in the blessings of thy word. Teach us to be satisfied with the gifts of thy goodness, and gratefully to rejoice on all thy mercies. Purify our hearts that we may serve thee in truth. O help us to preserve the Sabbath as Israel's heritage from generation to generation, that we may bring rest and joy, peace and comfort to the thousands of our brethren, and through it thy name be hallowed on all the earth. Praise be thou, O Lord, sanctify us.
We pause for a moment, silence.
23 for the Shemot Kiddush.
Oh. when the sixth month of the Jewish calendar, called Elul, with the daily prayers for forgiveness, the Slichot, and blowing of the shofar, comes to end, we begin the new year, Rosh Hashanah. Millions of Jews fill our synagogues on this day, which initiates the Amin Noraim, the days of awe. They have prepared spiritually and sentimentally. One classic among all prayers expresses this day, the Un Sane Tokev. We will observe the holiness of this day, for it is one of awe and anxiety. The great shofar is sounded, and a voice is heard. Behold, this is the day of judgment. And in conclusion, Ki Kishimcha, man's origin is dust, and he returns to dust. He is fragile like glass, like grass that withers, as a flower that fades, as a fleeting shadow, as a passing cloud, as the wind blows, and as a dream that vanishes. But thou art ever our living God. we hear the well-known hymn, "All the World Shall Come to Serve Thee." This poem, by an unknown author, was written more than 1,200 years ago.
Thank you.
thee. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, On the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. And so, exactly 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, we observe Yom Kippur. Beginning with the holiest evening service, it opens with another classic, the Kol Nidre. In all 5 services of Yom Kippur, we confess our transgressions and pray for forgiveness. Among many inspiring and ennobling prayers, we have the following beautiful poem composed by Rabbi Yom Tov, who lived in the 12th century. Omnam Kay, our God and God of our fathers, true it is that evil inclinations are within us. We look to thee to justify us. O thou who aboundest in charity, O do thou answer us. I have forgiven.
Thank you.
Exactly 5 days after Yom Kippur, the Feast of Tabernacles is here. Sukkot, Zaman Simchatenu, the time of our gladness. We build the sukkah and decorate it with flowers and fruits. And after 8 days, we have a very special holiday, Simchat Torah, rejoicing in the law. A very gay atmosphere marks the service of this holiday. 7 processions with all the Torah scrolls, children with flags, excerpts from all 5 books of Moses are chanted. And after the end of Deuteronomy and the very beginning of Genesis, the scrolls are brought back to the Holy Ark, and we hear the triumphant song, Sa'ul Sha'arim. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts, He is the King of Glory. Victory and to the rebirth of Eretz Israel.